The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, February 6th, 1977. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello once again, friends. This is Sue Moran. Welcome back to our weekly Music Time in Africa show, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. I'm glad you're joining me and hope you'll enjoy the recordings I've selected for today, the traditional music of the Sukuma and Nyamwezi people of Tanzania. Both the Sukuma and Nyamwezi have an extensive folklore and rich musical heritage, and are enthusiastic and versatile musicians, all of which is readily apparent when listening to these recordings. So off we go now to the northwestern and central regions of Tanzania for Music Time in Africa. Since the time written history opens in the area around Lake Victoria, and without doubt for some considerable time before that, there had been kingdom states around the northern, western, and southern shores of Lake Victoria. As we take a closer look at written history, we learn that in the early 18th century, Sukuma chiefdoms were located in the area immediately south of Lake Victoria, which lies in the northwestern part of today's modern Tanzania. At the same time, the Nyamwezi occupied the territory of the present-day city of Tabora in central Tanzania. The Sukuma and the Nyamwezi are very closely related linguistically and culturally. In both languages, Sukuma means north, while the name Nyamwezi means people of the moon. Nyamwezi groups beginning in the latter 18th century became differentiated, largely because of trade. They were the dominant long-distance interior traders, participating in the huge trade caravans that traveled in that part of the continent, up and into the 19th century. As I mentioned earlier, both the Sukuma and Nyamwezi have an extensive folklore and rich musical heritage. They have a large repertoire of folk dance and songs, which shows their versatility and enthusiasm as musicians and dancers. The first recording I have here is the music for the Kazere dance of the Sukuma, an old folk dance performed in lines in front of the drums. A group of Sukuma men and women form double lines, the women in front, of course, and all keeping time with the music, leaping and moving together, to the left and then to the right. A one-string musical bow, the ndono, and a tin rattle accompany the drums. The title of the dance tune, Niwa Kolilila Kaoma, means, I hear the beating of the drums behind the hills.
Come on,
That was music for the Kazeri dance of the Sukuma in northwestern Tanzania. The Sukuma are well known for their group singing and have a great variety of songs for every possible occasion. Here is a fairly good example of their singing style, a traditional wedding song from the Shinyanga district in northwestern Tanzania.
Nalia Gambaria was solo, Nene.
Nalia Gambaria was solo, Nene. Nalia Gambaria was solo, Nene. Whoa, Wanga Jara, go on, so Gina Marengera. Whoa, Wanga Jara, go on, so Gina Marengera. Nalia Gambaria was solo.
Nalia Gambaria was solo, Nene.
Nalia Gambaria was solo, Nene. Nalia Gambaria was solo, Nene. Whoa, Mangajara, go on, so Gina Marengera. Whoa, Mangajara, go on, so Gina Marengera. Nalia Gambaria was solo.
Nalia Gambaria was solo,
campagna vo solo nene.
Oh wa 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 gajala go wa soji.
Namalingira.
Oh wa 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 gajala go wa soji.
Namalingira.
Oh wa 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 gajala go wa soji.
Namalingira.
Oh wa 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 gajala go wa soji.
Namalingira.
Kuwa wa 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 gajala go wa soji.
Namalingira.
Mule wa ne tali ya kampalia vo solo nene.
Mule wa ne tali ya kampalia vo solo.
The Sukuma have another most interesting folk dance, the Wigasha. Wigasha means to sit down, and the dance is actually performed sitting down, on a log or bench or on the ground, with most of the action confined to stretching the arms and twisting the body. The music for the Wigasha reflects the considerable ability of the Sukuma to compose and sing intricate songs.
Pole, pole, ngolo buli.
Ngolo buli.
Adilala.
Adilala. Yamapa mulala vizima.
Ngolo wami sakulimi.
Ngolo wami.
Kituru ya lenkela.
Kituru ya lenkela. Kusara licha. Na mwetu kira kakini.
Nakayompele.
Nakayompele.
Ngolo isi.
Ngolo. Wani menzo. Holo, wani bento bena.
Kuna laka,
kuna laka ya mbuzi. Mbuzi kuna pamuka na mbuzi.
Holo kuni sataka,
holo kuni.
Kuna laka,
kuna laka ya
mbuzi.
Mbuzi kuna pamuka na mbuzi.
Holo kuni sataka.
Bagana wa senka, 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 bag
And now for the music of the Nyamwezi. This first example of Nyamwezi music, recorded in the Tabora district, is of very old origin and was sung for tribal chiefs only on special occasions.
Nyanyembe!
Whoa!
Nyanyembe!
Whoa!
Nyanyembe!
Whoa!
Umanga wakasila gayo silalelo. Samba ya silile ye.
Umanga wakasila gayo silalelo. Samba ya sila.
Umanga wakasila gayo silalelo. Samba ya silile ye.
Umanga wakasila gayo silalelo.
Napole maso de bala le rebato, kapole wana yele se kosimbo na batola meyemba wane. Napole maso de bala le rebato, kapole wana yele se kosimbo na batola meyemba wane. Bakaba konzola kole lopo na nene zale mupanga. Badonde hombele tone yanele la velione mbula nane. Bakaba konzola kole lopo na nene zale mupanga. Badonde hombele tone yanele la velione mbula nane. Matuka kuno kondoni ya mokoni ya magambo. Kawe nasi wakafasi konge. Bisila muga la kenye la kono la miro mama. Sote wakafua kwa bolia. Sote wakafamwe kwa bolia. Sote wakafamwe kwa bolia. Misira mama sote waka fome kwa bolia. Dapale masote bala lele bato. Kabuli yane lele se kosimbo na bato la miyemba. Dapale masote bala lele bato.
Kabuli yane
lele se kosimbo na bato la miyemba. Baka babonzo la kole lopo na nene sale mupanga. Badunde hobele tuene yane lela belione mbola nane. Baka babonzo la kole lopo na nene sale mupanga. Bada de
Probably one of the more difficult dance routines among the many traditional dances of the Nyamwezi is the series known as Manyanga. It requires a great deal of skill because not only are the steps complex, but the accompanying drum rhythms are also highly complex and difficult to play. This recording of the Manyanga dance, which I have here, was made during the actual performance. The ankle bells attached to the legs of the dancers can be heard quite clearly as they accentuate the movements of the dancers. The dance was performed by a team of professional dancers and musicians, and the rhythm furnished by a group of three conical-laced drums and one goblet-shaped pegged drum. Well, friends, it's time to go once more, but I'll be back next week at the same time and look forward to having you join me then. Hope you enjoyed the music of Tanzania today, featuring the songs and dances of the Sukuma and Nyamwezi people. This is Sumaran saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa.